Now, Howrad Studios is a funky, there's a word, a home and gift brand who have brought out a range of pyjamas to raise funds for Breast Cancer Ireland. One of the company's biggest fans is Taoiseach Simon Harris. He got his very own mug from them. The twins behind Howrad Studios, Rachel and Ciara Howard, join us now. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Ciara.
Hi, how are you?
You say you're not identical, but you look identical to me.
We get that all the time.
Yeah.
People don't believe us when we're saying we're not identical.
We're very similar.
Up for debate.
We looked a lot different when we were younger, but I think working together, we kind of morphed into each other. So.
You share makeup, is that it?
Yeah. All the same stuff.
And hairstylists, yeah. So Howrad Studios, so you make mug. Tell us about the Simon mug first. How did that come about?
I think he had done some sort of a press conference or something, and he had said something quite funny at the end. It was like, you ain't seen nothing yet. If you think this party is tired, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah.
And I think it was just such a funny, like everyone found it funny. It didn't matter like your stance on him or anything. So it was just so funny that we needed to like kind of emulate that onto a mug. And then our dad would service a lot of printers in the Dáil.
Uh-huh.
So we got somebody in the Dáil to then give him a mug, so right. It was just spiraled out of there, and then he actually sent us a letter and everything.
Did he?
Thank you.
And what did he say in it? I love your mugs.
Saying, he just thanks so much for the mug, and
he commented on our TikTok as well, saying I need to invest or something. So he was all over it, and he actually ended up putting it into like a video that he did on Instagram as well. So he absolutely loved it.
And did somebody meet him then in a vote or something?
Yeah,
like that?
My mom. He was going around like talking to people about the vote and stuff like that. And she just was there working and went up to him and said it to him when he remembered. Yeah. And was like, oh my God, I love it. So the video of that as well.
Your dad services printers in the Dáil.
Yeah, well, he used to.
And this is important piece of information because you bought a super duper printer, didn't you? Is that the one that they couldn't fit in the Dáil, or was it?
No,
but this prints on mugs and all that sort of thing. Is that it?
Yeah. So he definitely helped us out when we were first getting into it. So it was like
this is your dad, not Simon Harris.
No, not Simon Harris. My dad.
Moved on to your dad. Yeah.
It was during lockdown, and we kind of just decided we wanted to start doing, because we had done like commission work for people, like where you just kind of do portraits and stuff, and we wanted to try and make something that everyone could buy. So that's when we decided to do like a print collection. Dad was like, I'm going to buy your printer. So just spiraled out of there.
And prints and cards first on the printer that he bought us, and then we went and bought four more, and then did a mug printer then after that.
Right.
Yeah.
What does a mug printer look like?
It's a normal printer. It's just different ink, and you wrap the paper around the mug and press it with heat, and that's how the print goes onto the mug then. Yeah. But it's actually like magic. It's crazy.
But they're very professionally done.
We're meticulous when it comes
to it. For some reason, I have a lot of mugs at home that are printed mugs. You know, people give them to you and you go around like with photographs and that like I'm looking at you. That's very
all hand printed, and we have to place them on properly and make sure they're not slanted. So it takes a while. They're all.
How many mugs have you got on your site?
Oh God, hundreds now at this stage. Just say over 200. Yeah. We just whack them up. Like, it's so easy to jump on trends for us because we do it in house. That we just, I'd say, there's a new mug every week now at this rate.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So you're a bit like the hairy baby. You're the mug version of the hairy baby t-shirts. Did you ever hear about them? No,
I don't know.
Oh, you should look them up. So they did exactly that. If somebody was saying something or a catchphrase was popular on television, they'd have a t-shirt.
Yeah.
So both of you are artists. Originally.
I did graphic design in college, and Rachel did.
I did visual communication, or I did creative multimedia. You did visual communication.
Right. And so many businesses like yours have come out of COVID, haven't they?
Yeah.
It's actually crazy.
And so did you lose your job or?
No, Rachel
got a job as a junior graphic designer during COVID, and then whatever happened, there was no money left to pay me basically, so I was let go. And Ciara was also furloughed from the cafe because everywhere was closed, nothing was open.
We had only graduated, so I was still looking for a grad. She managed to get a grad job ahead of me, and then I was just like, fuck this, might as well just try something when I'm sitting at home.
Such a low risk thing in COVID. We're just like, oh yeah, we'll give it a go. Yeah. Like, it's not like it doesn't matter if it doesn't work. We'll just go out and get a job once the pandemic's over and then
just kind of spiraled after
that. What a brilliant thing to do.
I know, yeah. My friend had a Shopify account, and I was like, I'm going to set one up and see. Like, I got his help on how to set it up. So he's the one that kind of pushed me, but I was inspired by him to set up a Shopify and see how it went.
And I see now you've designed pyjamas, and the profits are going to Breast Cancer Ireland, which is a great cause, and they're available on Very.
Yes, Very.ie.
Very.ie, yeah. And when designing pyjamas, what do you have to consider? You've
about everything.
20 seconds to tell me.
It was just like they came to us. We didn't actually have to, like, obviously put the pattern onto the pajamas. That was somebody else with a lot more expertise than us. But we just kind of took into account what we would want on pajamas and what people are kind of interested in, and just went from there.
So How Rad, you can search them out. Some great stuff there. And do you do stuff to order as well if people were...
There's a few custom things on it.
We
do, like, for bigger companies, we'll do, like, big custom orders for people.
A lot of Mother's Day stuff at the moment.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. You're the hard sell.
I'm here to push my Mother's Day collection.
She's the sales, she's the saleswoman, is she? She's the saleswoman. Rachel and Kira Howard, who set up How Rad during COVID, and now it's a flourishing business, and you can go and see what they have in store for you there, howrad.ie. Thanks very much, Kira. Thanks, Rachel. Thank you. That's it from us, Cormac and Sarah on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.